Coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
When your gut's unhappy and inflamed, your brain's going to be unhappy and inflamed. The key is optimizing your digestion, getting rid of food sensitivities, healing gut inflammation, getting rid of SIBO, SIFO, bacterial and fungal overgrowth, and making sure you take a good probiotic. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Mark. People are always asking me how to best support their immune systems. I like to try to help them reframe immune health to understand that it's not always about making the immune system work harder. It's about helping it be smarter. And that means giving your bodies the right ingredients for the immune cells to work effectively and understand when they're up against a real threat. And that is where proper nutrition comes in. But since our food quality is not what it used to be, it's helpful to have a little extra insurance. I discovered this Propolis throat spray from Beekeepers Naturals, and it's become one of my favorite ways to ensure I'm getting the right nutrients and compounds for immune integrity. Beekeepers Naturals uses a potent natural ingredient called propolis in their throat spray that acts as a protective lining for the beehive, keeping out foreign invaders and germs. It basically is the ultimate immunity hack of the beehive, and it can actually help you do the same thing for your immune system. Propolis contains multiple compounds that are essential to immune health, like vitamin C, zinc, iron, magnesium, and B vitamins. It's the perfect travel-friendly way to get that extra nutritional insurance and feel more resilient all year long. I love how easy it is to work into my routine, even when I'm really busy. And it's great knowing that Beekeepers Naturals also third-party tests all of their products for pesticides. Right now, Beekeepers Naturals is giving my community an exclusive offer. Just go to beekeepersnaturals.com/Hyman and enter the code Hyman to get 25% off your first order. That's Beekeepers Naturals, BEEKEEPERS Naturals, NATURALS.com/Hyman and enter the code Hyman. I think you're going to love this throat spray as much as I do. If you're like me, you could probably use a little extra nutritional boost in your day. Even if you're eating a whole foods diet, it's super hard to address all of the nutritional gaps because of our poor soils that the crops grow in and just the general stressors and toxins we encounter in our day-to-day lives. And that's where AG1 from Athletic Greens comes in. Their incredible supplement has 75 different nutrients that work together to fill out the gaps in our diet. I take one AG1 every day, and I've noticed that I consistently feel better and have more energy throughout the day. Plus, it works with any keto diet, any paleo diet, vegan, dairy-free, even gluten-free. I love this product because it's like investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance plan. And it's not just me. Professional athletes and health experts recommend AG1 too. I hope you'll choose to join me in boosting your vitality by trying AG1. Right now, they are going to give you 10 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Hyman. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Hyman. And now, let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy. Hey everyone, welcome to The Doctor's Pharmacy. I'm Dr. Mark Hyman, and this is a place for conversations that matter. And if you've ever wondered how to optimize your brain health with nutrients, this is the podcast for you. And today we're featuring a new little segment of The Doctor's Pharmacy called Health Bites, where I teach you how to upgrade your health in short little nuggets of wisdom. So what is going on with our brains today? We're seeing an epidemic of depression, anxiety, PTSD, mental health issues. It's really staggering. And what is causing all this? Well, we're going to get into that a little bit, but we're also going to talk about how do we optimize our brain through nutrients, both from food and through supplements. Now, the brain is one of the most important organs because if that's not working, nothing else is going to work, right? And it's what makes you you, so you don't want to lose your brain. We see so much in our culture that damages our brain. Our processed diet, sugary diet, starchy diet, lack of nutrients in our diet, environmental toxins. Also, we self-medicate all the time to keep our brains working with sugar, caffeine, alcohol. And we often don't connect how we're feeling and how our brain works with what we're doing or what we're eating. So the key important thing to realize is your brain is connected to everything else in your body. And if your body's not working, your brain's not working. And I wrote a book years ago called The Ultra Mind Solution about how to fix your broken brain by fixing your body first. A lot of times we misappropriate meaning to what's going on in our brain with our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions, but it's actually a biological problem. Now, your thoughts and feelings can affect your biology, but your biology can also affect your thoughts and feelings. So it's important to really look at how do we optimize our brain health. And First, you got to take out the bad stuff, obviously. Get rid of as many junk foods as you can, or all of them for that matter. Get rid of processed foods, starch, sugar, terrible for your brain. And if you want to screw up your brain, eat a lot of sugar and starch. Next one's alcohol. Caffeine, so-so. I mean, depends on the person, but it can be well tolerated. But for most people, get rid of all the junk and sugar and processed food, reduce your exposure to toxins. Exercise, get your sleep, deal with stress through meditation, yoga. All those are basic fundamental brain health practices. Now, what if you've done all that and you're still not doing great? Well, there's a lot of things we know about how nutrients affect the brain. And you want to upgrade your brain function by optimizing your nutrient levels. And the nutrient levels are so critical to making all the biochemical reactions work. Every second, you have 37 billion chemical reactions happening in your body, and they all require nutrients as cofactors to run everything. In fact, one third of all your DNA codes for enzymes. Enzymes basically are catalysts that convert one chemical to another chemical, and every enzyme needs a coenzyme or a helper enzyme or cofactor. And those, my friends, are vitamins and minerals. So they're not just making expensive urine. They are critically important. And there's variations in our genetics that determine different needs for different levels of nutrients. So not everybody needs the same amount, but we're learning more about how to customize that. So let's go through what are the top things we need for brain health. What are the top nutrients and what do I do every day? First is a good multivitamin and mineral because it contains everything you need. A lot of the B vitamins, all the minerals, and you want to make sure you take a high quality product that has been manufactured properly, that doesn't have weird fillers and ingredients, that is exactly what it says on the label, that it's been third-party tested for purity and potency, so you're not getting contaminants, you're having actually the dose that it says on the label, and that it's pharmaceutical grade, that it's bioavailable. There's a whole set of criteria I use. And on our website, we kind of share a lot of the best products and the ones I use with my patients. The second important category, other than the multivitamin as a basic foundation, is omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fats are so critical for your brain. Why? Because your brain is made up of mostly omega-3 fats. DHA is about 60% of your brain. And most of us evolved, well, pretty much all of us evolved, eating a lot of omega-3 fats from wild fatty fish, from wild animals, wild plants. These are the sources. Now we don't eat much of the wild foods anymore, but that's what we used to eat. And that is what is full of omega-3 fats. And 90% of Americans are deficient in omega-3 fats. And if your brain is 60% omega-3s, it's so important. And we've seen this been playing a big role in many, many brain issues. We know that omega-3 deficiencies contributing to Alzheimer's, to autism, to ADD, to depression, bipolar disease. There's actually studies using omega-3 fats to treat these conditions, and it improves those conditions. So really important to get the right omega-3 fats. And obviously from food, a can of sardines 3 times a week is great, although most people like that. Taking the right supplements, I think, is really important. And it's critical for supporting brain function and mood, for regulating your metabolism. It helps prevent diabetes, cools off inflammation, has many, many other functions than just the brain. So most of us should get an insurance policy of at least a gram or two a day of omega-3 fats. The next thing I recommend is something called magnesium. It's a critical mineral. It's very important in brain function. It calms the brain down. It's great for sleep, but it binds to an important receptor in the brain that it is calming for the brain. It helps to relax the brain and also everything else in your body. So about 45% of Americans are deficient. We see this mineral being involved in up to 600 different chemical reactions in the body. I encourage people to take this on a regular basis because we're doing a lot of things that make us deficient: stress, alcohol, caffeine, lack of it in our diet. All these things cause magnesium deficiency. So I would say take about 200 to 400 milligrams, maybe 600 milligrams a day of magnesium glycinate or magnesium citrate if you tend to be constipated. The next important category is vitamin D. Vitamin D plays a huge role in brain function. It's involved in hundreds and hundreds of different gene expression enzymes, and also it's really important in regulating the function of your immune system. cognitive function, and about 80% of us are low in vitamin D. So it's important to make sure we get adequate levels of vitamin D, probably mostly through supplements. It's hard to get it unless you're out in the sun all the time or you're eating tons of food with vitamin D, but it's really, you know, you've got maybe 400 units in let's say some really high quality fish or maybe even less. And then you actually may need 10 times that. So make sure you get a vitamin D test, check your levels. It should be between 50 to 75 nanograms per deciliter. The levels that are quote normal are 20 or 30 on tests. I would not pay attention to that. You really want to be more than that. The next category is a special group of nutrients we call methylating nutrients. And these are so, so important for brain function. B12, folate, B6. They regulate neurotransmitters, cognitive function, and this key process that's involved in keeping your brain healthy, dealing with oxidative stress, building glutathione. And these methylating nutrients are often very low in our systems. And I see a lot of people with low methylation. And you can check that by checking blood tests like homocysteine in the blood. If you check folate and B12, it's okay, but it's better to check these really more sensitive tests. And so checking homocysteine is important. If that's high, for example, if you have a high homocysteine, it can increase your risk of Alzheimer's by 50%, and increase risk of depression. It can be a big factor in autism, in ADD, in bipolar disease, in depression. So really, really important to get enough of these. So you need a good B complex or a special methylating formula with B6, folate, B12, but the right forms. We use methylfolate, pyridoxal 5-phosphate for B6. We use methylcobalamin for B12. So you want to make sure you're getting the right nutrients. The next thing is your gut. Most people don't realize this, but your gut brain is like really one thing. Your brain talks to your gut and your gut talks to your brain. There's something called the gut brain or the second brain. And it's a nervous system with as many neurotransmitters or more than your brain. And they're in a bidirectional conversation. And so when your gut's unhappy and inflamed, your brain's going to be unhappy and inflamed. So keeping a healthy gut is important. I've talked a lot about that on different podcasts and in my books, but the key is optimizing your digestion, getting rid of food sensitivities, healing gut inflammation, getting rid of SIBO, SIFO, bacterial and fungal overgrowth, and also making sure you take a good probiotic. So those are really important things. So multivitamin, fish oil, vitamin D, magnesium, B vitamins, probiotic. Now, what else can you do for your brain? What other nutrients may play a role and be used sometimes? Well, one of the things that we see a lot is people have low glutathione. Glutathione is an important detoxifier, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and it is so critical to our body's functioning that everybody needs to pay attention to what their glutathione levels are. And the best way to do this is by leveling the amount of cruciferous vegetables in your diet. Broccoli, collards, kale, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, arugula, watercress, all these things boost glutathione levels. Now, that's important, but sometimes you need support. And N-acetylcysteine is one of the most important precursors of glutathione. You can take that as a supplement. Lipoic acid, also a great booster of glutathione. And even grass-fed whey. I use goat whey, but these really help boost glutathione levels. Also, your mitochondria, really important. You've got more mitochondria, these little energy factories, in your brain cells than almost any other cell. Heart cells, I think, a close second. So you've got 17, 20,000 mitochondria per cell, and they have to be working to produce energy to make your brain work. And low energy in the brain is what we see in autism, in schizophrenia, in often Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. A colleague of mine, Christopher Palmer, who we've had on the podcast from Harvard, McLean's at Harvard, a psychiatrist, wrote a book called Brain Energy about the deficit of brain energy. So getting your brain energy up is really important. And how do you do that? There's mitochondrial nutrients that are involved in producing energy from food and oxygen. And you need all these steps on the assembly line to make it work. CoQ10, carnitine, lipoic acid, NAD, and many more that we use to help boost the mitochondrial function. And then there's things that the body needs to kind of calm the brain down. I use this product called 200 milligrams of Zen, which is kind of fun. I actually take it at night because I live a crazy life. So it's essentially a GABA, which is the basically like the body's Valium. The body actually makes this, and the Valium binds to the GABA receptors, which is why it makes you calm. But GABA is really important, and it calms the brain down from too much stimulation from adrenaline and so forth. Also, theanine is also important. This is what's in green tea. It's an amino acid in green tea. It can help calm the nervous system down. 5-HTP also can be helpful, which is a precursor of serotonin, and even herbs that I use to sort of help balance the brain function, like rhodiola. So this is really a kind of a simple approach to helping your brain function, get the foundations, make sure you optimize your glutathione, make sure you optimize your mitochondria, try some calming nutrients if you're overactivated, and just to kind of think about what you should be doing. It's really focusing on your lifestyle first. Obviously, your diet, exercise, stress reduction, sleep. And then we focus on what nutrients we can use to support that. They're called supplements, not replacements, remember. But the key ones for your brain are multivitamin, magnesium, vitamin D, omega-3 fats, the methylation nutrients, B6, B12, folate, probiotics, maybe a little glutathione, mitochondrial support, and you're golden. So that's it for this week's Health Bite. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Leave a comment. Have you used nutrients to help your brain health? We'd love to hear. And we'll see you next time on The Doctor's Pharmacy. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Hyman. Thanks for tuning into The Doctor's Pharmacy. I hope you're loving this podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do, and introducing you all the experts that I know and I love and that I've learned so much from. And I want to tell you about something else I'm doing, which is called Mark's Picks. It's my weekly newsletter. And in it, I share my favorite stuff, from foods to supplements to gadgets to tools to enhance your health. It's all the cool stuff that I use and that my team uses to optimize and enhance our health. And I'd love you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. I'll only send it to you once a week on Fridays. Nothing else, I promise. And all you have to do is go to drhyman.com/picks to sign up. That's drhyman.com/picks, P-I-C-K-S, and sign up for the newsletter, and I'll share with you my favorite stuff that I use to enhance my health and get healthier and better and live younger longer.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.